Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who wants you to help me look into the heart. Yeah, as a matter of fact, more specifically, a broken heart. Yes, the heart that has been broken. You know what I want you to help me talk through? Is there really such a thing as a broken heart? A broken heart, we talk about that quite a bit, people's hearts being broken, but is there any reality to that concept? Well, as we get ready to delve into that, if you would please, go with me for a couple of minutes or so with the Bee Gees, who wrote a song entitled, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? That's the question they ask. How can you mend a broken heart? Robin Gibb and Barry Gibb wrote the song. Let's let the Bee Gees get us kind of in the frame of mind of thinking about a broken heart.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrow.
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
Yes, help me mend my broken heart and help me live again. What are, you know, if you are of the opinion that the heart can be broken, what would you say would be some of the causative factors? What are some of the reasons, some of the events that can lead to a broken heart? What are some of the ones that you think about most often? Heart being broken. If you think that there is reality to the whole notion of a heart being broken, how about a breakup? A person truly loves, and maybe they've been together 5 years, maybe they've been together 5 months. And remember what I've shared with you before now. I don't want you to make the mistake of thinking that only people in their 30s and 40s and 50s can be hurt after a breakup or as a result of a breakup. Remember now, we are born with emotions, regardless of gender. We are born with emotions. We are born able to experience rejection. That's why babies who are not tended to emotionally, when they're babies, tend to have brains that are literally malformed, that as a result malfunction, and as a result, they are unable to respond to love and affection the way people normally would, because their brains did not form well, and as a result did not learn to function well, because they were so sorely neglected when it came to receiving love and affection. And so I'm just showing you, we can be affected by lost love, breakups, a lack of something that we need to help us feel fulfilled emotionally. And if we can start out as babies and have some type of negative reaction, some kind of traumatic reaction to a loss, even if it's in the form of something we never experienced before. Because when in the case of these babies, and I am, as a lot of you know, referring back to a study that was done, an experiment that was done, at least one done in Russia decades ago, where they experimented. And they had a control group of babies that received only the bare essentials of care. They were fed, they were kept clean, but they were not cuddled. They didn't have anyone to talk to them. And then they had another group of babies, newborns, where the nurses not only made sure that they were fed on time and clothed, kept clean, but they also held them in their arms, talked with them, and loved them, et cetera, et cetera. The babies who were given attention developed much more differently than those who did not receive attention. So the ones who received the love, the attention, the affection, etc., grew up, as you might say, well-adjusted. Whereas the babies who were in that group where they did not receive the love and affection, and mind you now, they were fed on time. They were fed when they needed to be fed. Their diapers were changed when their diapers needed to be changed. They didn't have to, you know, cry and cry and cry for 10 minutes before someone finally came and fed them, or cry and cry and cry for 10 minutes, 15 minutes before someone came and finally changed their diapers. It wasn't like that. Those essential needs were met on a timely basis consistently, but they were not shown affection. They received no conversation from the nurses who took care of them. It was just a matter of the bare essentials being provided. And as a result, as I mentioned, their brains developed very differently. So they developed very, very differently compared to the children, the babies who received love and affection. So as you can imagine, a person can be 15 years old and truly be in love. Think about it now. This isn't just a matter of what's happening psychologically. When we start talking about falling in love, remember what I've shared with you before, oxytocin, a chemical called oxytocin, begins to flow, and it begins to help us bond to the person with whom we're falling in love. That is not a process that is put on hold until we're 30 years old or 40 years old. Oxytocin is flowing inside the baby when the baby is bonding with the mother while the mother is feeding the baby. Oxytocin is flowing within the mother while the mother is bonding with the baby while the mother is feeding. Same thing with the father and the baby. Father and baby are right there with each other, eye to eye. Father has that bottle of milk that he's holding inside, holding up for the baby as the baby drinks that milk, and father and child are looking into each other's eyes, and he's smiling at the baby and talking to the baby, and the baby has oxytocin flowing, the father has oxytocin flowing, and they're literally bonding with each other as a result of that flow of oxytocin. Well, that is just one of the cases in which oxytocin flows and bonding takes place. That intimate love relationship that a male and a female have for each other is another event where oxytocin flows. And so teenagers can truly, literally fall in love with each other. And sometimes it's a matter of one falling in love while the other is not falling in love. The oxytocin and whatever else takes place when people fall in love may happen with one of the persons, but not with the other. And so they date for a while. One person is bonded, the other has not. And if a breakup takes place, that person who bonded will be hurt. They're losing an attachment that really meant something to them. And it is painful. And they can experience, as a result, a broken heart. What are some other reasons that, some other events that can cause the heart to break? Let's look into that a bit when we come back. In the meantime, let's hear a little bit more of the Bee Gees. I'm going to be playing some more of the song, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, by a different artist. But right now, the Bee Gees, because they're the ones with whom this whole song started. I told you Barry and Robin Gibbs wrote it. They performed it. So let's start at the beginning. The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
Stop the rain from falling down.
How can you stop the sun from shining?